This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're going to talk about this infrastructure deal that looks like maybe thumbs up if they can just focus on a couple of things in the deal. And then also, you know, those floating barges, those cruise ships, how much have they lost so far because of the pandemic? And speaking of cruise ships, oh, wow, so many leave from Miami. But it wasn't about cruise ships this time around and when are they going to sail out and what's happening. It was about a sinking building that collapsed and there are people missing, one person dead, and it is awful, my friends. Hey, hey, Kate Delaney, thanks for hanging out with us here on the show. And I say this all the time, but I mean it. I really appreciate all the massive amounts of email that I get on this show. We're going to open up those phone lines some more in the upcoming weeks because some of you are trying to get through and throw out your hot opinions on so much that's happening. But you can always hit me up 24/7, kate@katedelaneyradio.com, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. So before we dive into the $950 billion that the White House is talking about in a bipartisan infrastructure deal and the massive amounts of billions that a cruise ship company has lost, let's talk about Miami, because this is the talk in the land. No matter where you live, it's pretty horrifying, and it shows you because of what's happened in Miami with the massive amounts of flood and some of the terrible hurricanes and the problems. The thought was Miami's sinking, so this was like a sinking building. And Miami firefighters are laying it all out on the line. They're just they're drilling through ceilings of this collapsed 12-story condo basement to reach survivors. I mean, they are desperate. They have lit this sucker up. 99 missing people. And there's incredible footage of it. Sad, dramatic, awful footage. Just disintegrating before your eyes. So far, only one woman confirmed dead, but they really expect that's going to climb. And this all happened on Thursday afternoon. It's very unclear as to how many people were in the building when it crumbled. And, of course, do you keep tabs on all your neighbors? And then, of course, in condos, there are people that come in and out. There are snowbirds. There are people that will rent their condo out. So there could be all kinds of people that could have been in this condo. Rescue teams just digging through this rubble, this pile. In groups of 10 to 12 at a time. They've got dogs. They have other equipment. They are just using everything they can to get through the wreckage as fast as possible, because all of us know the longer you wait, the less the air runs out, et cetera, and you might get lucky, and they might find pockets of air and find people, which is, of course, getting those signs of life. And some signs of life have been detected in the rubble, but it's pretty difficult to rescue people trapped safely when you look at what's happened with the building. This is a building that was built in 1981, and it was going through a recertification process, and engineers had been hired to complete electrical and structural repairs. Experts who had looked at the building said the building was unstable, and it was sinking since the 1990s. And it makes me wonder, what did the people who lived in the condo know? What did they know about the building? It's been sinking since the 1990s, and then the word that the building is unsafe, and there's people living there, and then look what happens. Wow. I mean, awful. Awful, awful, awful. All right, is it a fait accompli? Did I say that right? I don't know if it will be or not, but $950 billion is what we're talking about. President Joe Biden on Thursday endorsed the bipartisan infrastructure framework that was clinched by 10 senators. They all stood in front of the mics and said, you know, we have a deal. But there still is a long way to go before it becomes a law. The president vowed that he would not sign the bipartisan bill unless Democrats in Congress passed his other social spending priorities. And that's child care and clean energy. Well, there's a problem with that because there are people that won't approve that. And Biden said, I'm going to fight like the devil to get that done. I'm not just signing the bipartisan bill and forgetting about the rest I proposed. So it sounds good. It means, you know, close to $600 billion in spending on roads and bridges and other traditional infrastructure projects if it happens. And that means jobs. But, of course, nobody got everything they wanted in the package. And it's weird because you had that press conference and then you had another press conference where Mitch McConnell said that, you know, he was endorsing the agreement and then saying, yeah, we could, you know, we're going to threaten to veto it, basically, is what he said. He said, how can the president endorse it and then threaten to veto it? And he said it almost makes your head spin, an expression of bipartisanship and then an ultimatum on behalf of your, he said, left-wing base. That's what McConnell said. Like, wait, you're saying we have a bipartisan deal and then you're throwing in these other things. Chuck Schumer is saying that the infrastructure plan is currently on two tracks. The first is bipartisan. The second is set to include policies that have no chance of getting Republican support. At least he knows that that's not happening, right? So, and then you have Bernie Sanders saying there's no infrastructure bill without a reconciliation bill. And there are a few others that are saying that too. So we'll see if this kicks in and this happens. And I hope we see money being pumped into the infrastructure that's crumbling around us because there are unsafe bridges. There are roads that need desperately to be repaired, and it can't all be cast on the state. They need those federal dollars. And then it does mean more jobs. And I think whatever letter you live under, the R, the D, the the question mark, the independent, the I don't want to label. It doesn't matter. We want that, right? Don't we want that? Of course we do. I can't imagine that I would. And please email me if you don't want that. I get if you don't want the other parts of it and that there's another agenda here. I understand. But I'm saying just the basic parts of that. Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. As for Carnival, you know how much they've lost? $2.1 billion. Waiting to cruise again, that's what it's cost the cruise line. Because, of course, they were mostly shut down by the pandemic. But they say bookings for next year are running ahead of 2019's pace. Everybody wants to get away, even if they're in a floating Petri dish. Yeah. The cruise industry slammed by COVID-19, just absolutely decimated. But they expect they're going to have 42 ships out there, and they're going to be sailing by the end of November. All right, we're sailing on through to the other side for What's on Tap.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Yes, what's on tap? Oh, a lot of things are on tap that we're going to talk about, including this. Pete Buttigieg says the federal government supports the rights of companies to implement vaccine passports. Woo! All right, so let's open up that Pandora's box. He was asked by a Texas news outlet his opinion on Governor Greg Abbott from Texas banning companies from requiring proof of vaccination before entering their businesses. And he said, if a company, a business wants to take steps to keep their workers and their passengers safe, I would think that from a government perspective, we do want to do everything we can to encourage that. The Biden administration is saying that vaccine passports won't be implemented at the federal level, but has not discouraged individual companies from making the personal choice of implementing one. Many Republican-led states have passed laws that take away, like Texas, a company's ability to choose if they want to implement that or not. Vaccine passports are being used in other countries, especially for travel. New York and California have set up systems for vaccine passports where people can prove their vaccination status using a QR code, although few businesses in the state are requiring it. That is like the third rail. Are you kidding? I don't see that happening. I don't see that being a requirement. Interesting what Buttigieg said, and I'm not surprised by what he said, but I think that more companies will take the road of, you know, don't ask, don't tell, we trust you, honor system, whatever. We have protocols in place, but they're not going to require that. However, there are companies, what's on tap is there are companies that are talking about this at their board meetings. There are discussions that are happening over what do we do moving forward. What about overseas branches that we have overseas, workers that we have overseas, people coming to the United States, all of that, that travel in between. Is are we just going to have more virtual or hybrid meetings? Or you said we don't have to worry about this whole passport thing. And, you know, what's that going to look like in the next couple of months or in the last quarter of the year or heading into 2022? I think you're going to see more lawsuits. If that happens with some companies, I think you're going to see lawsuits like what we saw in Houston, the workers that were let go because they wouldn't get a vaccine in a very big hospital system, and people that say they're going to sue. It's a different world, and just ask New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. On Thursday, he signed a law that will add a third gender option to birth certificates and licenses in the state of New York. The Gender Recognition Act allows non-binary individuals to select X for their gender on driver's licenses, and there will be an option on birth certificates to select parent instead of mother or father. Wow. The bill provides protection against discrimination, they say, as New Yorkers no longer have to publish their new and former names. That's good, right? Current addresses, place of birth, date of birth in a newspaper after they change their name, because people would always argue about that. One of the things that was said is that non-binary individuals are now allowed to petition a court for their preferred gender designation, and the petition will be able to be sealed. So this is a big change, and this is happening. This is going to kick in pretty much right away. So that's what's on tap, is that now there's this other option. Will other states adopt that or not? Will they follow what New York is doing when it's birth certificates and when it comes to driver's licenses? Will we see that? On tap, the U.S. is going to give Afghanistan 3 million doses of the J&J vaccine. It's official. The doses could be sent as early as next week, along with other supplies like oxygen. Afghanistan is short on oxygen and the vaccines, and they, of course, need it because they're having a surge of coronavirus cases in the country. How big is the surge? That's kind of unclear. The official statistics are sort of all over the place, but definitely limited oxygen. And they've only vaccinated 1% of their population, with the country only having a few doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine from India or Sinopharm vaccine from China. With what's happening, the increased case rate caused the U.S. Embassy in Afghanistan to be put under lockdown, with one person dying from the virus and several having to be medevaced out of the facility. So this is serious, and they're donating those doses, like I said, next week is when that's going to happen. You know, we look at what is going on legislation-wise, and we look at the bipartisan framework, so we know what's on tap is more arguments and will it actually get signed into law, because we're hearing two different things from the White House. Yay, this is great, it's bipartisan, but it has to have this in it, or I'm not going to, if this other thing doesn't pass, I'm not going to sign it. So I don't think that threat is going to carry weight with Republicans. So what's on tap is maybe an infrastructure deal, maybe no infrastructure deal. I think we're kind of still in that gray area. And in the waiting room to see, we'll just pass this, just let that happen and move forward. Nancy Pelosi is saying what's on tap is that she's going to investigate the January 6th assault on the Capitol, a select committee to do that. And this is weeks after Republican senators blocked an independent bipartisan commission. So she announced that they're going to create a committee to do this. And she said that the House is going to establish this committee. And she said a temple of our democracy was attacked by insurrectionists. It's imperative we seek the truth as to what happened. And she went on and on and talked more about what happened on January 6th. She hasn't named a chair for the committee, but or some of the details. But it would include Republican members. And she hopes that House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy will support responsible GOP members to the committee, will help and will appoint those, what she's calling responsible Republicans, to the committee. So we'll see. And the select committee will take, as she says, as long as it takes until they reach a final report. Now, the committee will require a majority vote in the House to be established. So that's what's on tap. That has to happen. And then if it does, then the Republicans and the Democrats come together and they'll be put on that committee. And as long as it takes, who knows what that means. That could take a long time if they're going over video and looking through a lot of different things that have been written since January 6th on what happened from different points of view, from the Capitol Police to lawmakers to others. There are a lot of documents. Let's just put it that way. Here's what's on tap. If you want to go to Hawaii, let's go. Hawaii is going to drop its testing and quarantine rules for fully vaccinated domestic travelers in 2 weeks. The governor said that the state's going to drop the restrictions on July 8th specifically. He expects the state will reach a 60% vaccination rate among the residents at that time. He said it's a milestone he had previously set for allowing more vaccinated traveler exemptions. Travelers have to be 2 weeks beyond their final vaccine shot to be eligible, but they're doing that. So restaurants will be able to seat up to 75% of their capacity on July 8th. They still have social distancing rules between tables, that kind of thing. Some restaurants say they can't even increase their capacity with the distancing rules, so that's a problem. But things are happening, and there still are some limitations. But Hawaii had the lowest COVID-19 infection and death rates in the nation since the start of the pandemic. And the state's tourism-based economy was, of course, decimated. Hawaii has had one of the highest unemployment rates in the United States. And they're probably happy and ready for the changes so that more people will come back to Hawaii and more restaurants can open on these, you know, various islands. And they are struggling. They're struggling with rental cars, too, like so many other places. So if you go to Hawaii, you might want to go to a place where you can walk and you don't have to worry about renting a car. All right, hang with us. Coming up next, some sports. We're going inside the man cave.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Hours after a partial collapse of a high-rise condo in Surfside, Florida, near Miami, nearly 100 people are still missing. Large groups of people, some with dogs, are searching for survivors.
We will get the support from the federal agency, FEMA. The president has pledged that support, and so shortly these orders will go forward, and we will be able to bring, in addition, FEMA federal assistance to this site.
Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Caiva. About half the building, roughly 130 units, were impacted. At least 35 people were pulled out alive. Another 100 people who had been missing have been accounted for. A bipartisan deal on infrastructure was reached, but Democrats are linking it with a much larger spending bill that doesn't require Republican support. This is USA Radio News. President Biden says they have a bipartisan deal on infrastructure. Ohio Republican Rob Portman.
This is roads and bridges, but also lots of other kinds of infrastructure, including broadband, including our water system and our rail system, all of which is good for the economy.
Originally, the president was asking for more than the $953 billion in the package.
But this reminds me of the days we used to get an awful lot done up in the United States Congress. We actually worked with them. We had bipartisan deals. Bipartisan deals means compromise.
A man who was sentenced to life in prison for killing two people in what authorities describe as a racially motivated shooting at a Kentucky Kroger has received another life sentence. A federal judge sentenced Gregory Bush, 53, to life plus 10 years for six federal hate crime and firearm charges. The sentence is on top of the two life sentences without possibility of parole that he received in December on state murder charges. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
I'm going to the man cave.
Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave.
In the man cave, and there's so much to talk about, including the Clippers making it happen big time. They took game three over the Suns, 106-92. The Clippers have overcome two separate 2-0 deficits in the postseason, so look out, my Phoenix Suns. Ooh, all my friends listening in Arizona, KVOI fans from Tucson who are Suns fans. Paul George led the Clippers, though, with 27 points, and he is the guy. He's settled in, and he can be deadly. The Suns hadn't lost a game since May 27th. They had a staggering 9-game win streak, as they just had run over the Lakers, the Nuggets, and, you know, here they are. They got the Clippers fighting back. The Suns, I think, look so deadly, though. This makes it interesting, and it was the Clippers taking this 106-92. How about the Stanley Cup winning? They've, like, had 24 cups. The Montreal Canadiens. The Montreal Canadiens beat the Las Vegas Golden Knights in overtime. So in doing that, they're back to the Stanley Cup Finals for the first time since 1993. They will meet either the Islanders or Tampa Bay, as they've got a game 7 on Friday. So how about the Canadiens headed to the finals? Wow, the team had a 500-1 odds entering the postseason. Wouldn't you have liked to have some money on that? So now 3-2 with that OT win, that puts them in. This is a very big deal for the Canadiens. They have some hot goaltending, which has made a difference. and the team has gone nuts. A lot of people weren't expecting them to be there, obviously, because you saw what the odds were. They have the history. I mean, they haven't won the Stanley Cup, like I said, in 28 years, but they still are the all-time franchise leader in Cups with 24. So the Habs go for 25 against either the Islanders or the Tampa Bay Lightning, depending on what happens in that Game 7. Woohoo! I love it. You know, I mean, hockey is one of those things, and some of you are probably like, why is she talking about hockey? Hockey is cool when you go and see it. You got to go see a game first, and then you get hooked into it, and then you really, really understand what hockey is all about. You really do. All right, let's talk a little NFL here in the Man Cave. This was shocking when I read this. I guess shocking because I just think of Soldier Field, but the Bears are looking for an alternative option to playing at Soldier Field. And this is from the NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell. So it might be the end of the world famous Soldier Field that is in downtown Chicago since 1971. You know, they keep announcing that they're going to do something. They made a bid for a 326-acre plot in Arlington Heights, a former racetrack, for the purpose of constructing a new home. The bid has been made. The approval was received to use it for a football stadium. And that could possibly be more evidence that the Bears are not bluffing when they say this. When Roger Goodell, the NFL commissioner, was asked about this, about the possible move, he stopped short of confirming it. But he said, I don't know the answer to that question other than to know it's in the really early stages to develop potentially an alternative. But I think a lot has been done here. I know their commitment to the Chicago area is 110%. And that's the most important thing to me. We have a long lease at Soldier Field. It's a great place. Unfortunately for Goodell, it's unrealistic to ask fans who love the Bears to disregard the potential of their team no longer playing at Soldier Field. If anything, the opposite is happening. There's a public rift between the team's ownership and the Chicago mayor, Lori Lightfoot. Of course, a clear dissenter of the plan, the idea of leaving the city limits for the suburbs. Lightfoot fired a shot at the Bears, they say, heard round the NFL. And she said, you know, as a season ticket holder and longtime Bears fan, I'm committed to keeping Chicago, the Chicago name, in our football team. I mean, this is what happens. You know, money, money, money talks because of what a new field could provide. That's part of, you know, that's part of the reasoning. More room, more luxury suites. There's more that you can do in a different kind of stadium. I've been to Soldier Field, and it is really cool. You are in the middle of everything. You're freezing when you go there in the winter, but there is that history feeling of being in it. You know, it's like sort of like the throwback, especially now because everything's about luxury, 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 bigger, badder, etc. You know, tons of parking, all kinds of access, lots of luxury suites. It's just different the way stadiums are built, even if they're really cool on the outside and then in the inside, some of what they offer technology-wise, it's if you're old school in any way, it's not that. You're not getting old school. And it wouldn't be that. It would not be that. All right, since we're on the NFL, Lamar Jackson and his mother are negotiating the Ravens quarterback's contract extension without an agent. It's kind of odd for me to think about that for a second because, you know, an agent would be salivating to have Lamar Jackson. He's one of, you know, three former first-round quarterbacks that will cash in with definitely a new huge contract in the offseason. He was the 2019 NFL MVP. He's been in talks with the Ravens for months about an extension. He wants to stay in Baltimore forever, he says. If he does a long-term deal, he won't have the standard agent. He won't. He'll be representing himself along with his mother in the negotiations. Agents, there's the good and the bad side of the whole agent thing, right? They can be a buffer for the teams to the players, but I don't know. If your mother is your acting business partner and your business manager, well, that's, you know, tough tiddlywinks. Deal with mom. I mean, that's what it is, right? And he's going to get a big deal, whatever it is. Because you got to think about the Cowboys, Dak Prescott. He got a $160 million extension in March. So a lot of people are looking at what's Jackson going to get? What is he going to get? Prescott is the high water mark besides Pat Mahomes, of course. And he's going to get a big contract. They want him to stay there. I don't think there's any problem with that. It's just a question of what's it going to look like is the biggest thing. What's it going to look like? All right, speaking of what's it going to look like, how about this? The Travers Championship, you go through these rounds and then you have the cut and you come off of some big majors, and it's been exciting to watch the last couple of weeks. If you're a golf fan, some of you right now are like, oh, she likes golf. We're talking about golf. You got to be kidding me. And I looked at what happens in the first round doesn't mean, you look at the leaderboard, it doesn't mean that some of, I call them leader stalkers, guys that just somehow dig it out and they can make it up in the next couple of days, like Bubba Watson. He's right in the top 10. He's a guy that could climb up, and he's a crowd favorite. And he starts off his, Thursday, he finishes at 4 under. So he's in the thick of it, right? And then you look at, who else would I put in there? Well, the leader is Kramer Hickok, and a lot of people like him. He's 7 under. He's actually tied for the lead. And then I look at a couple of other players who I would say, look out, because they could climb up. How high, I don't know, depending on how far back they are, because even looking at Adam Scott is tied for 45th after the first day. Patrick Reed is tied for 45th too, as well. So, I mean, there you have it. That's what you got coming out of the Travers. So interesting stuff, without a doubt. I love the big sticks. I love the big hitters. All right, here's a story that I wanted to throw in with the NFL, because definitely if we were in the man cave, this is something that we would talk about. I used to work with someone who was called the uniform czar, constantly approving or disapproving of uniforms. There's always the deal about throwback unis. What about alternative helmets? The NFL has approved a plan where, teams can wear alternate helmets. And so what does that mean? Well, first of all, every team has to tell the NFL of their plans for the alternate color scheme helmet for the 2022 season by July 31st, even though they won't be used for another year. The use of a second helmet was dropped in 2013 over concerns that wearing more than one helmet might not be safe for players. But those concerns have been now erased or eased or whatever, because clubs have lobbied for a second helmet because of the options for alternate jerseys, because they were expanded in 2018. So now they say, well, we need another helmet. The second helmet can be worn with the so-called classic, alternate, or color rush jerseys, and all players have to be fitted for both helmets before training camp. That's what the league said in a memo. I kind of feel like this is like a fashion thing. Like, are we at Ralph Lauren or something? I mean, but this is a big deal. And an additional helmet design would be most popular with throwback looks, which would include the Tampa Bay Buccaneers white helmet with an orange Buccaneer logo, the Patriots Pat Patriot look, and the Tennessee Titans Oilers throwback. Oh, so much to decide. And the marketing departments must be busy working on this with the ownership and anybody else who has a hand in deciding, because that's actually a big deal. Helmets and unis are a source of pride for the players who wear them, and they don't like it when they're cheesy, so they want something that looks good. The NFL started wearing throwback uniforms in 1994 for the 75th season to celebrate that. It's been very popular. Now having another helmet will be really, really interesting. Woo! So we're wrapping it up here on the Man Cave.
Drink SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now from England, as we go to our virtual green room, is Patricia Young, and her book is fascinating. It takes you away to just so many places. I mean, it really does in your mind. The Raj, the Roles, and the Remorse, A Blighted Life, and How Chance Turned It Around, you know, yet remorse haunted her whole life, you know, haunted her life. Patricia, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. I'm pleased to be with you.
Let's talk about what the story is about. First, what made you write the book?
The reason I wrote the book was that my mother only revealed to me a secret she had kept all her life, and she only revealed this at the very, very end of her life. It was about a year before she died, and I was absolutely flabbergasted to hear this secret.
And so when you...
explained a lot to me.
Yeah, so when you say you were flabbergasted by the secret, I mean, we're not going to give away all the details of the book, but explain about the secret that she held so tightly and was so worried about revealing.
Well, I can't tell you what the secret was, because the secret is what sort of holds the whole book together. But when she told me... it completely knocks me flat that she had to carry this secret all her life and not been able to share it with anybody. And I realized also how much it had affected my own life, because she'd had to live her life guarding this secret. It had affected the way she had brought me up and how she dealt with me. And she kept such a lot from me. She tried so much to protect me. And I was brought up with a very, very, very protected upbringing, which really didn't fit me for the world, really. I mean, in spite of it, very, very privileged upbringing, but it certainly hasn't fitted me for real life.
Yeah, wow. So interesting. Tell us just a little story from the book. Give us one of the stories from the book.
Well, when my mother committed this mistake at the beginning of her life, she was from a Catholic family, and she was the only girl with seven brothers, and she could not bear to tell anyone in her family what had happened, because she feared that she might be thrown out. But she had one small stroke of luck, and that was her eldest brother. There were eight children. She was fourth. Her eldest brother was home on a home visit. The family lived in Darjeeling. He lived in Bombay. But he was there that weekend. He was staying there for, I think, a week. And in absolute desperation, she told him. And he was absolutely shattered. But he hit on an idea, and he said, "I'll take you to Bombay," he said. And he said, "The family need never know about it. And you can stay there with me, and I have a boy to look after me, and you can rest quietly with me, and nobody will know your secret." So that's a sort of episode from the book.
Right. So at least there was somebody to lean on, that's for sure. And it's interesting because growing up and having no idea about any of your mother's past, and you mentioned that you grew up with privilege. You know, you grew up with servants and grew up in a really well-to-do atmosphere. So what was that like?
Well, I certainly did have an amazingly privileged upbringing. My mother's life moved on. I won't say how, but we then lived in a whopping great house, whopping great garden. We had a living-in maid. We had a parlour maid. We had a chauffeur. We had a gardener. We had two daily cleaners. I mean, it was the life of Riley, you might say. However, that sort of life didn't suit me for the real world that I entered. And although my mother wanted to protect me from everything, she did her best. I was not fitted for the real world and how you had to cope. And to this day, I'm not very practical at all.
So there's things that you've had to teach yourself and I guess learn in a different way. When you grow up like that, especially in England, the connections, the parties, that were you privy, you know, was that part of your life?
Very much so. I went to a very well-known public school, boarding school, and after that I went to Paris for 6 months to learn French, and when I came back I was presented to the Queen. I went to Queen Charlotte's ball. I had beautiful gowns. It was it's the life of the past. It doesn't go like that so much now at all.
But how interesting, because you know that both in England and in the United States, people are enthralled, especially with the royals. You know, you have a series called The Crown, and people have become even more interested in what that past was like, and you had a front row seat to that past.
Absolutely. I certainly went to a lot of parties. The whole idea, of course, in those days was you went to as many parties as you could get to in the hopes you'd meet someone to get married to.
Yeah. Wow. So.
Yes, and eventually, of course, I did that. That was my first husband. And so I went on to married life. I married quite well. I had a son. That was interesting because I got very involved with religion and Christian faith. But as the years went on, I did draw away from that. And that caused a real problem in our marriage. And eventually I did leave my husband. And I just left him and I had to start a new life. And that was frightening for me because I'd never had to be on my own before, never had to cope. And I just had to get down and do things.
And right, and that's as you say, because your life was different and how you grew up, it would have been interesting if it had been reversed. So the book you can get on Amazon is called The Raj, The Roles, and The Remorse, A Blighted Life, How Chance Turned It Around, Yet Remorse Haunted Her All Her Life. Were you glad, even though it really floored you, are you happy that your, I guess is a better way to say that, that your mother shared her secret in the end?
Of course. Because it explained so much to me. It explained, I can remember quite vividly now, several occasions, well, more than several occasions, when suddenly my mother's face would go very, very tight, and she'd sort of purse her lips. And I couldn't think why, because we were with people having an ordinary conversation. And yet what it was, somebody had said something that took her back to India, and what had happened in her young days. And I could never work out why she was like that. But, of course, afterwards, once she told me, I fully realized that.
Yeah. Wow. It's really quite something, and it's quite something to read the story. And as I said, you can get it on Amazon. And Patricia Young, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much. It'd be lovely to be with you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Wow, so interesting, the power of secrets, or secrets, you know, what they hold over us, and for different reasons and in different times, why things are not disclosed. I bet many of you listening to this show have family situations where something is revealed and you're so stunned, you're shocked by it. Maybe it's, you know, you're going through cartons after someone dies, you know, looking at some of their keepsakes and journals and whatnot, and you find out information you had no clue about. So I think the power of Patricia Young's book is, and I love the title, The Raj, Roles, Remorse, and that there is something about, again, the time frame and what that was like and what life was like and how certain things just would never, never, never have come out. There's no question about that. So we thank her for joining us, and thanks to all of you for being a part of this show. Make it count, everybody.
Coronavirus crisis continues. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.